For years, the Pentagon denied that innocent civilians were killed and wounded in the celebrated 2019 raid against the founder of ISIS. But following NPR's reporting, U.S. officials are reinvestigating. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports.
The founder of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was one of the U.S.'s most wanted men. U.S. forces raided his Syrian hideout in 2019, and he blew himself up. Then President Trump praised the operation.
This raid was impeccable.
NPR reported accounts that Syrian civilians were caught up in the raid when they were driving home from work. U.S. helicopter fire killed and wounded them. The Pentagon investigated and said the men were enemy combatants. NPR obtained the Pentagon's confidential investigation. And last year, we reported new details that undermined the Pentagon's account. We published audio interviews with relatives of the Syrian victims who said the men killed were uninvolved civilians. Several Democratic Congress members called on the Pentagon to reinvestigate, and now the Pentagon says it is.
I think it's extremely significant, given how much the Baghdadi raid was celebrated, that the Pentagon has now taken this step to do a new investigation.
Joanna Naples-Mitchell is a lawyer with the Zomia Center, which advocates for civilian victims of military strikes. She's representing a Syrian man who was permanently disabled in this strike. The Pentagon's new review of his case is part of an initiative to improve how the military addresses civilian casualties.
As the Pentagon improves its response to civilian harm, it's really important that they respond as expeditiously as possible in clearing people's names if they've been wrongly associated with armed groups and dignifying their losses if people have been injured or killed.
We notified the airstrike survivor in Syria, Barakat Barakat, that the Pentagon was reinvestigating his case.
I feel optimistic. It's been 5 years that I've been waiting and hoping the American army, the humane people, will sympathize with my situation. I am not lying. I am telling the truth.
The Pentagon says it's close to completing its reinvestigation of this case and will make a final determination whether U.S. forces pursuing the leader of ISIS mistakenly targeted innocent civilians. Daniel Estrin, NPR News.